brass band started up in our town. Had a fella move in town, knew how to play on about everything under the sun, so he got most everybody into it when he count wanted ice giant. I told him I guessed I'd wait a while, kind of see how the thing panned out. They wanted I should play something they called a clarinet. Well, I tried the thing, but land's sake, it tickled my lip so I couldn't keep it in my mouth. Well, I was trying it a little bit easy one day upstairs, and Mariah come up bringing me some salt and water. She thought I was sick to my stomach. Well, the band, when they first was organized, they used to play out on the steps of Methodist Meeting House, but the community, they got kind of nervous about it. They thought it gives the town bad reputation, you know, folks driving through, strangers, and so they asked them, they got up a petition, asked them if they wouldn't play where it wasn't quite so conspicuous. So after that, they played in Symphony Hall up over the sawmill. That made it some better. Well, a while ago, the women got up a kind of a baked bean sociable to raise money to buy a new slide trombone for the town clerk, and the band, they played a piece to the sociable. I always supposed it was Bonaparte's March they played, but Sile Haskins, he said it was Home Sweet Home, but the leader, he said it's marching to Georgia, and he ought to know. Well, you see, they're going to get up a kind of a pageant, like they call it, out on the common to raise money to buy a new bass drum for the blacksmith. He hit it so hard, whanging away on that marching to Georgia, the night sociable, they bust a hole right through it, so they got to get a new one. I understand they're going to have a new bandstand built right out front the post office and play every Saturday night while they're waiting for the mail, so I guess they'll have a pretty good time out on it anyway. Got so they can march a little bit now, and so the leader, he got Jock Sullivan, the overseer of the poor, to be the drum major. And he gave him a great, long, gold-plated broomstick with a croquet ball on top of it and told him to practice with it. Well, Jock took it home, brought it back next day, and said he couldn't find no mouthpiece on it. Said he'd blowed all over it, but couldn't get no music out of it. Well, the leader told him to swing it round, keep time. So he does that, gets along better now. I'll show you how one of the pieces goes. The band's been learning. It goes something like this.